Hello, America. Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We really appreciate you. We're going to hit something here that we're only hearing surface issues, but it's kind of like the chest pains before the heart attack. The chest pains tell you a lot. And yet, some people will continue to ignore it until it's too late. The same thing can be said for our airline industry. And the fate of our airline industry and the direction they're headed is exactly what this administration wants, because they serve the globalist dictates of the United Nations and their 17 sustainable developmental goals. By the way, we're working on something for Monday that I find really revealing. The UN is openly admitting now, publicly with statements, that they're going to bring on world government, over my dead body. And that may happen. But the reality is they're saying that, but they're having an event the 22nd and 23rd. And I've talked about it about a month ago in some detail, and it didn't push the needle. People should have been up in arms over this. And I'm telling you that this move and what's happening to the airlines, they're joined at the hip. What's happening to the airlines is by design by this administration. They've created the conditions for this to happen. Anyway, you know what we do? We want you to share, and we're really targeting the middle of the road independents. You need to hit them with fact, 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 fact. Okay, we're going to look at today at the planned demise of the airline industry, to where it'll scale back so much it'll be a shell of itself. But that's okay. And I'll show you why the globalists through this administration are perpetuating this event. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. Fundamental changes here. Barack Obama's statement in 2008 when he was elected, we are going to fundamentally transform America. We thought, oh, good, that's empowerment. I'm going to lead the way to a brighter future than the repressive George W. Bush and his Patriot Act and his incompetence at 9/11 and so forth and so on. And that's how what we thought Barack Obama meant, and we had some hope for the future. Although I was a little nervous because he was such an unknown at the time. Now we know what he meant by fundamentally transforming America. And he gave clues along the way. We're no longer a Christian nation. Quote, you haven't seen it, look it up. Use that phrase. You'll come to the video. And then he started his Marxist policies, and he laid all these police state policies down for supposedly Hillary Clinton. But something really good happened on the way to post-Obama presidency. It was called Donald Trump. And he saved us from the things that he laid in storage for Hillary Clinton to act on. But most specifically here, we want to go to the demise of the airlines. And when you look at the overall objectives of this administration, they're not going to lift a finger to help these people. They may give a token bailout, of which the board and the CEO are somehow compensated, but the workers, to hell with them, they're going to get screwed. And you know what's interesting, to digress for a second? Don't you just love how Kamala Harris says Trump is for the billionaires with tax cuts and he's going to kill the middle class? Well, they've killed the middle class. What's interesting, Trump has now had no tax on tips. That was his. Kamala tried to copy him unsuccessfully. And now he's come out with a no tax on overtime. We want Americans to work. And he wants in vitro fertilization. He wants it in insurance plans. Now, he can't mandate it because he's not a Democrat. He won't try. But he's going to strongly encourage it. Ladies and gentlemen, the lies they keep telling, but this is not a lie, what I'm telling you here. They want the airlines to fail. Let's get into a couple of specifics, okay? I use Southwest Airlines for most of my personal travels. Now, when sometimes we travel off the mainland, we don't get that option. But we've always used Southwest. I like the bags fly free. And I like the open seating. Well, guess what, boys and girls? The new CEO at Southwest Airlines is determined to run that airline into the ground. What are they going to do? They're going to start charging for bags. That's on their agenda. And they're going to have assigned seating. They're just like every other airline now. Okay. So, to me, I'll just take the app off my phone from Southwest and I'll just go ahead and I'll comparison shop and get the best situation because the conveniences I liked are no longer there. Okay. So I think the most passenger friendly airline, which is generally Southwest, the worst is United, but the most passenger friendly airline is now going to become just like United. Okay. But the biggest thing that we should look at here is what's happening at Boeing. First of all, they're incompetent. Their jets of a certain variety crash more than they should. And when whistleblowers come out to testify, two of them, they die. Oh, I know it's just a coincidence. And they treat their workers like garbage. And I'm happy to report to you today, and unhappy too, but I'm happy to report to you today that Boeing airline workers have gone on strike. And I looked at some of their economic numbers, and I'm not going to break down all their details. I'm not going to fight that battle here. I'll just say this. Their compensation compared to what they were promised in their contract and what the Biden inflation has brought, some of them are 20 to 40% behind where they should have been in real spending, real income. And their management has been, screw you, we're the bosses. Very leftist Democratic Party attitude. And they 94% of them said, let's strike. 96% ratified the strike agreement. Boeing has a problem. And they actually took a step back in PR today. They announced the statement, we're committed to our workers and we're going to go back to the table and work real hard to get an agreement. They were stunned. They were stunned that this many. See, if you got a like a 55, 45, you get people to cross over, bring in some temps, you can keep going. This is going to shut Boeing down. Now, unfortunately, this is not good for you. Airbus and Boeing are the only two that make jets like this. And when orders come in, sorry, so sorry, Charlie, ain't going to happen. They're going to fall behind. And that's going to mean crowded flights. And this is initially crowded flights. It's going to mean a lot of things that aren't good for you. On time arrivals, no, on time departures, no. Because this is going to create a plane shortage that could go on for years. And depends how long the strike goes on. I have a feeling it's going to go on a long time. I wonder who they're supporting, Trump or Kamala. And I don't mean the CEO and the board, I'm talking the workers. Okay, so let's take a look at the long range implication here. 15-minute cities from the United Nations that want to bring you into global government, limitation of rights, restrictions on you. You can't be a threat to anybody because we're going to control you so much. You are a literal digital slave. See, now we're connecting dots from the early comments I made. They don't want people flying. In the 15-minute cities agreement, the World Economic Forum has been quite clear on this. They might let you travel every 5 years, no distance further than 300 to 500 miles. They don't need an airline like they've got. They need to commercially move their products, and that's it. And the airlines are going to go like this, and we're going to see a huge meltdown. Oh, they'll still be an airline. But there'll be a centralization. One's going to buy up the other. This is what we see in decline of industries, right? The behemoth acquires the small ones, gets rid of the fat, and tries to enjoy some profitability from the little ones. And this is what we're going to see. I would suspect, and unfortunately for the flying public, that United may end up being supreme and may end up being state-run airline United, okay, courtesy of the US government. What's wrecked the oil industry, excuse me, the airline industry is the oil industry. The high price of fuel is driving ticket prices up, and they know if they raise them too much, the public can't afford to fly, and they won't. So they're in a catch-22. They can't afford to travel, but they can't afford to raise their prices so high that people won't travel. And so they got a real problem. This is by design, people. This fits into the 15-minute city model. You don't think that when the people, the brain children, sat down and said, okay, how do we control the population? Because all the crap that we're going to do, they're going to rebel against. So we got to be able to limit them. And this is one of the things they've done. Now, obviously, when you take a look at high fuel prices, and Trump is right. And people said, oh, he's really simplistic. He wants to rebuild the economy just by drilling for oil. Exactly. If you reduce the cost of transportation, you reduce the cost of everything else, including air travel. And they want economies to collapse so they can bring in their CBDC. It's as plain as the nose on your face. Trump is the only one standing in their way. And I was so glad yesterday to see Melania Trump come out. And she knows who killed her husband. She didn't say it that way, but you could tell. You could tell. And they're going to try it again because he stands in their way. But this is really bad news for the flying public. It's going to get, the conditions are going to get worse. Airlines are going to begin to fail economically. And then, like I said, all the other conditions coming in will mandate us into 15-minute cities. You say, well, how will that happen, Dave? Let me just give you a couple quick examples. All right. If you have to pay for carbon mitigation on your home, we know now from California legislation and their studies, they're saying it's going to cost the homeowner an average of $73,000 per home, an average, and that's without labor. So you're looking easily over $100,000. Do you have 100K sitting around? If they're going to tax unrealized income, that's the end of the stock market. That's the end of banks. Everything's going to leave the country. And she's serious about this. And if you don't think the establishment's not serious about it, remember who first brought this up? It wasn't Kamala Harris. I reported on this 2 years ago with Janet Yellen going before the Senate saying, we need unrealized income. And no one took it seriously because it's so stupid. It's so destructive to the economy. But that's the intention, bring the economy down. Force us into stack and pack cities by forcing us out of our homes. In the one example I gave of many that are coming, UCCs and other, I've done a show on it. You might want to go look it up. My interview with South Dakota State Legislator, Representative Ock. Boy, was that a good interview. Folks, they have so many ways that they're working on to get you out of your homes, to get you into their centralized cities where they're going to do this crap to you, and you won't need airplanes. The airline industry is going to collapse as we know it. Oh, there'll still be flights, but it just won't be taking you home for Christmas. That's it for the Common Sense Show. We'll see you back here again next time.